Good afternoon. My blog for today is called Beer as a Healthy Drink. It seems that even beer is being subjected to scrutiny by our health-loving communities nowadays with the launch of the website Beer the Beautiful Truth. Here in New Zealand, we have a powerful beer industry with Lion established in Russell in 1840 and DB Breweries that began its history in our country in 1929 amidst the storm of protesters from the Women's Temperance Union. They both are counted among the largest producers, and then we have 150 smaller microbrewers and brew pubs being independently owned. Probably beer would be the most popular alcoholic drink in this country. Some people like to drink it only with their meals, such as with pizza, hot wings and street tacos, whereas others like it for its malt taste. One of my friends likes it purely because it is almost like a meal when he gets it, as it is so thick. From my observance, I found that the hoppy taste is popular, as well as the fact that it is such a refreshing drink on a hot day. I remember some of my uncles enjoying a quiet beer at home, whereas other uncles and aunts like to go to the pub after a long work day. With the advent of health benefits being in the now, beer had to start taking a similar outlook on what they produced. Soon you'll find much of your beer will come with a list of ingredients on the packaging to satisfy this demand. I guess with other drinks becoming popular, even the not too looked for in the past drink, water, has also pushed its way up into the drinking industry top echelons. The beer industry had to start bringing back their consumers' attention to what they had to offer. Someone said to me that to sip and repeat is the path you should choose. I doubt with so many connoisseurs in the world nowadays that anyone just blindly drinks a glass of beer without truly enjoying the flavours that are incorporated into its production to make each one just that little bit different to another one being offered. As a health drink, you might wonder. I had a look around at how it is made and what ingredients are included in each glass and came up with the following. The main ingredients of beer are grain, hops, yeast and water. Water, making up at least 95% of the end product, holds a great importance in its mineral content. The yeast is used for fermentation purposes. The grain is responsible for colour, flavour, fermentable sugars, the head, the feeling in the mouth as it is sipped. The hops offset the sweetness of the malt, giving it a bitterness, a flavour that adds to the denseness of the end product, its aroma and its shelf life. The way it is all put together is then the secret of the brewer, and which adds to the mystery of this sociable drink. Essentially, the beer is made from malted barley, flavoured by the hops and then modified by the yeast. There's no fat content, it has zero cholesterol, it is less acidic, has less calories than wine and any ready-to-drink beverage, has less sugar than any ready-to-drink beverage. Malt is rich in vitamins and minerals, especially B6 and B12. Hops have been known to provide valuable soothing effects to the body. The bitterness of hops has been known to be helpful in aiding digestion problems. So long as one drinks in a moderate fashion, then those who normally might be prone to stress would be more relaxed. The reduction in heart disease has been linked to the positive substances that are found in hops. Mentioned before, beer is made up of at least 95% water content. Less plaque in arteries and veins have been discovered in a person who drinks beer in a discreet fashion. The consumption of beer in a moderate fashion has also been linked to lower cholesterol levels. Blood pressure has been known to be more stable in someone who drinks quietly. It is also interesting to note that women who generally have a lower level of readings with their alcohol consumption show less risk for type 2 diabetes. Lifestyle has given beer a bad name, and it is lifestyle that produces the beer bellies and the lager love handles, not the drink itself. It is what one shares his drink with in the way of food and food preparation that are the root causes of these extremes in body size. Were you to just sip quietly sip on a beer now and again, no food attached, your body would not have to suffer abnormal growth in these areas. But then, that's how life happens. Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link.